By the grace of God, I am what I am. He knew he was a devil. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than them all. He's saying that he was not divinely inspired by anybody. He worked and earned this grace by his teaching. It's not a spiritual teaching of Jesus. It says in St. John that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, not through Paul. But Paul just took a portion of it just then. More abundantly than them all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He took that right. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and ye believe. Whether it was me or the real disciples, he said, this is what we preach and this is what y'all believe. Whether it's true or false. Now listen to this man talk. This is what they base their teachings on here. What did he preach? Here's what he preached. He says in 12. Now, if Christ, now listen close, be preached, if Christ had preached that he rose from the dead, how say some amongst you that there is no resurrection of the dead? This means, now this ain't talking to you. Stop fooling yourself. He is talking to the church of Corinthians, supposed to be Jesus' followers. And he's saying some of y'all are saying Jesus didn't resurrect. Now these are his followers 2,000 years ago. Not today, not in these chitlin' eating churches. This is 2,000 years ago, a man who's there supposed to be recording what he's seen and heard, saying that Jesus resurrected. How is it that some of you disciples right there don't believe it? Now I want you Christians to tell me, if they were there 2,000 years ago, where did they get the doubt from? Don't think the doubt originated 1970 with Imam Isa or in Pakistan or in Saudi Arabia. This Bible tells you right here, if you believe it, that those disciples in Corinthians that were supposed to be followers of Christ did not believe. Some of them didn't believe in the resurrection. But you choose in America in 5 language translations to accept it. Okay? But if